رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah عز وجل sends 10 mercies upon him. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. In this silsila, we will discuss verse number 111 of Surah Al-Baqarah and several more verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين
Translation from Kanzul Iman And the people of the book said, No one shall enter paradise but he who is a Jew or a Christian. This is their wishful thinking. Say you, O beloved, bring your proof of your claim if you are truthful. In this verse, a false claim of the Jews and the Christians is being discussed. They say, no one shall enter paradise except those who are Jews or Christians. This is what the Jews of Madinatul Munawwara and the Christians of Najran claimed when they disputed with the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each group separately claimed exclusivity to paradise for their own followers. This is their wishful thinking and far away from reality. They are destined for an everlasting stay in the fire of hell. So Allah Azza wa Jal addresses His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by mentioning, say to them, O beloved Prophet, produce your proof if you are speaking the truth concerning your claim, the claim that you have made that only you would enter paradise and paradise is exclusively for you, then bring your proof.
بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
Yes, why not? He who lowered his face, that is, submitted to Allah, and is the doer of good deeds, he will enter paradise. So his reward is with his Lord, and they have neither any fear nor any grief in the hereafter. It is said in this verse that only those Jews and Christians who followed the true version of their religion during their eras and were not influenced by those who distorted the word of Allah Azza wa Jal in the true Torah and in the true Bible or Injil will also enter paradise. Namely, whosoever submits to Allah by adhering to His commands. However, from the blessed era of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's announcing his prophethood until the day of judgment, it is necessary for everyone to accept Islam in order to be rewarded in the hereafter by Allah Azza wa Jal for any good deeds he may have done. The word wajhun is used, which literally means face. It is mentioned here because it is the most noble part of the body, so that when it submits, it is natural for the rest of the body to follow. This is the sign of being virtuous and affirming the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. The reward for such a people is with their Lord. The reward of their good deeds will be paradise. No fear shall befall them, neither shall they grieve in the hereafter.
وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون.
And the Jews said, the Christians are nothing in terms of their religion. And the Christians said, the Jews are nothing in terms of their religion. Whereas they read the book. Similarly, the ignorant, that is the polytheists, said the same words as them, means like the Jews and the Christians. So Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment regarding that over which they are disputing. The Jews and the Christians disputed over the superiority of their respective religion. The Jews denied Prophet Isa alayhi salam as a prophet, and Christians did not accept Prophet Musa alayhi salam as their prophet. Yet both groups recite the book revealed to them. And in the book of the Jews, there is the confirmation of Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. And in that of the Christians, there is confirmation about the Prophet Moses, Musa alayhi salam. In a like manner, the idol worshippers of Arabia, they denied both of these religions as having no basis. Allah Azza wa Jal will show them the reality and the truth of Islam on the day of resurrection. They will learn about the true difference in their respective belief system. Allah Azza wa Jal will admit the one who affirms his religion into paradise, and the one who falsifies his religion, he will put him into the fire of hell.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَئِكَ مَا يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
Who is more unjust than he who prevents the name of Allah from being mentioned in the masjids, which are the houses of Allah, and strives to ruin them? It was not befitting for them to enter the mosques but in fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. For them is disgrace in this world, and for them is a great torment in the hereafter. This verse points to the height of unjustness and evil to bar a worshipper from Allah's place of worship, thus preventing his praise and his name being invoked in prayer that is taking place in the masjid. So Allah Azza wa Jal is questioning, who can be more unjust than such a person? One of the reasons for its revelation was when the idol worshippers barred the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum from entering Makkah for Umrah and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in front of the Holy Kaaba in the year of the signing of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Allah Azza wa Jal foretold regarding the surrendering of Makkatul Mukarrama by the disbelievers, and when the infidels themselves will be barred from entering the blessed Haram of the Holy Kaaba. Allah Azza wa Jal warned them of humiliation in this world through being killed or taken captive and being forced to pay jizya. That is the tax that a non-Muslim pays to the Muslim state. And in the hereafter, a terrible and severe torment confined to everlasting punishment in the blazing fire of hell.
ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله إن الله واسع عليم.
And the east and the west all belong only to Allah. So whichever side you turn to, there is Wajhullah. That is, the mercy of Allah is inclined towards you. Undoubtedly, Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. This verse was revealed either when the Jews criticized the change of the direction of prayer, that is the Qibla, or concerning the nafl, optional prayers on the backs of the animals during journey for which one may pray in any direction. Allah Azza wa Jal says, to Allah belongs the east and the west. This implies the entire earth. So whichever direction you turn your face in prayer by His command, you will find the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal inclining towards you. He is pleased with you. Undoubtedly, Allah is all embracing. His bounty embraces all things, and He manages His entire creation.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ.
And they said, that is the people of the book and the polytheists, Allah has chosen offspring for Himself. Glory be to Him. Rather, whatever is in the heavens and in the earth is under His ownership only. All are subservient to Him. The Jews and the Christians and those polytheists that claimed the angels are the daughters of Allah Azza wa Jal by saying, Allah has taken to himself offspring. Allah Azza wa Jal says, glory be to him, as a way of exalting himself above this absurd allegation. Rather, everything in the heavens and the earth belong to him only, and all are his possessions. This sovereignty and independence negates the concept of having a child and is absurd and contrary to logic. What need does he have to have offspring? It does not befit his sovereignty and independence. And it is absurd to imply that he has any need for any offspring. Rather, everyone is required to obey and submit to his will.
بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ
Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth. And when he decrees anything to come into existence, so all he says is be, and it becomes instantly. In this verse, it is explained that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, bringing them into existence without any previous criteria or model. And when he decrees anything to exist, he only says to it, be, it becomes instantly. This verse proves that Allah Azza wa Jal created everything from nothing. Nothing other than him existed. His first creation was the nur, the light of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, he brought everything into existence through the nur of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as Nure Muhammadi. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have learnt few verses of the Holy Quran with brief tafsir. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon what we have learnt. And alhamdulillah, Madani channel is an organ of Dawat Islami which you are watching and enjoying and learning. So keep watching Madani channel wherever in the world you are. Become part of Dawat Islami. Travel in Madani Qafilas. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
قرآن قرآن towards understanding the Holy Quran understand